Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Looking at the current situation in the Middle East, insofar as the fighting is concerned between Israel and Hamas, one of the most vocal persons attacking Israel has been the Turkish President Erdogan. And we are going to look at some of his statements in the light of what the Bible has to say about some of these things. The Jerusalem Post wrote on May 19, "Among President Erdogan's recent statements is a demand by Turkey to separate Jerusalem from Israel. The latest comments by Erdogan were to demand a separate arrangement for Jerusalem. Since 2020, the Turkish religious and political leadership of the AKP party, which supports Hamas, has sought to, quote-unquote, liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque and claims it will take over Jerusalem." Is that possible? Does the Bible say something about that? The article continues. "The comments by the leadership of the AKP are also represented in far-right media in Turkey, arguing for Turkey to lead an Islamic alliance to attack Israel." What about that? "The alliance would include Turkey, Iran, Qatar, Malaysia, and Pakistan, countries that either back Hamas or are close to the Muslim Brotherhood. Ankara had consulted with Tehran last week about how to confront Israel." And then the article says, "Turkey has become one of the most anti-Israel states in the world, and its constant anti-Israel rhetoric, fed through its state-controlled media that run the most outlandish articles about Israel, fuels anti-Semitism in Turkey and abroad." And so we have recently seen demonstrations in Germany and in many countries around the world of a clearly anti-Semitic nature. Israel 365 wrote on May 18, "Turkey's President Erdogan called on the UN Security Council, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and other international organizations to take action focusing on wrestling Jerusalem away from Israel. Dr. Efrat Aviv, a senior lecturer and an expert on Turkey, understood that Turkish troops appearing in Jerusalem might be one possible outcome, should Erdogan have his way." Now, what about that one? Does the Bible say anything about that? Israel Today added on May 18, "Erdogan urged Pope Francis to join him in coming against Israel. All of humanity should be united against Israel," Erdogan told the Pope over the phone. Any biblical relevance in regard to that? JTA wrote on May 19, "The main organization representing Turkish Jews has criticized the United States State Department for accusing President Erdogan of using anti-Semitic rhetoric. The Jewish Confederation of Turkey said Wednesday that it was unfair and reprehensible to imply that President Erdogan is anti-Semitic in a tweet. On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Ned Price said in a statement that the United States strongly condemns President Erdogan's recent anti-Semitic comments regarding the Jewish people and finds them reprehensible. We urge President Erdogan and other Turkish leaders to refrain from remarks which could incite further violence," he said. A day earlier, Erdogan, who on multiple occasions has made statements widely deemed anti-Semitic, made a rambling speech in Ankara following a cabinet meeting in which he used Jews and Israelis interchangeably. "They are murderers. These are murderers enough to kill 6-year-old babies," he said. "They are murderers enough to make women crawl on the ground." Erdogan, who said President Joe Biden has bloody hands, also claimed that a Jewish prime minister had told him on a state visit to Turkey that he enjoyed killing Palestinians, adding that attacks by Jews on the Al-Aqsa Mosque have turned into a powder keg. Attacks by Jews on the mosque? Erdogan has often called Israel and Israelis child killers, and in 2014 called a protester against his internal policies seat of Israel. But in the tweet defending Erdogan, the Jewish Confederation of Turkey said it cannot concur with allegations that he is anti-Semitic. On the contrary, he has always been constructive, supportive, and encouraging towards us, the tweet said. Turkey has about 15,000 Jews. Now, maybe they said that because they were afraid of Erdogan. Maybe they said that because they believed it. Now, what we have seen so far, let us analyze this in the light of biblical prophecy. In Psalm 83, there's actually an alliance or confederacy described against Israel. And this alliance consists of, amongst other countries, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and yes, modern Germany. The goal of that alliance is very clear: that the name of Israel be remembered no more. That's what it says. And according to the Bible, Turkey will perform deplorable acts, despicable acts against Israel, the Jews, in the not-too-distant future. The book of Obadiah tells us a lot about that. In verse 11 it says, when foreigners entered his gates, talking about the Jews, and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you, Turkey, were as one of them. In verse 13, you should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity, nor laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. In verse 14, it says, you should not have stood at the crossroads to cut off those among them who escaped. Yes, in fact, all nations will assemble to fight against Jerusalem, as Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 3 says. All nations of the earth are gathered against it. And in chapter 14 and verse 1 it says, I will gather all nations to battle against Jerusalem. And then there's another interesting statement in Zechariah 14 and verse 14. If you look at the RSV, the New Jerusalem Bible, or the Luther Bible, or many other German translations, it says, Judah will fight against Jerusalem. Now, in light of what we have just heard, comments Erdogan has made, and now in light of those biblical prophecies, can we see the connection? Now, we are not saying that Erdogan is the one who is going to bring this about. It could be another leader of Turkey, but it's going to be a leader of Turkey. Now, of course, the Bible doesn't talk about Turkey in those words. It talks about those people who became the state of Turkey and who are known today as the Turks. Now, you need to know who they are. And so we have prepared two booklets. The one is called Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. And that booklet has a lot to say about Turkey, modern Turkey, and what is going to happen, and why God is so angry with the Turkish people. Now, I'm not talking about all of them. Many may not even agree with what Erdogan stands for. It shows the tremendous opposition in the country, but unfortunately, many do. And then there is another book that we have prepared, the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today, the book of Zechariah. We have, a few years ago, revised it, have published a second edition, so if you don't have that one yet, please ask for a free copy. So we'll keep you informed as to what is happening and what is going to happen in the light of biblical prophecy. Thank you very much for watching, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.